Hello and welcome to Anna With Two Ends English Podcast. Now we reach my final week of the summer edition, but don't worry, I've got some very exciting news coming up for you this week, which I'm going to be telling you all about for future Anna With Two Ends things. But on today's episode, we're going to be doing a quick win, which is going to be about vocabulary, and vocabulary specifically around budgets. So stay tuned. This is an essential one for any of you professional working people. But before we go anywhere, let's have some nice samba music, please. Budgets. Do you like doing budgets? Do you have to manage a budget in your job? Well, maybe you don't manage a budget in your job, but I bet you have to manage your own budget, your personal budget, the things that you spend in your day-to-day life. We can call that a budget. But today what I want to focus on is those budgets at work. In a work scenario, in a business scenario. Now, the reason I want to focus on this in this episode is because I like to do, we call them basics, okay, which is like little things, you know, reading numbers, graphs, things like this. And I noticed that when I was doing this with my students, when it came to looking at budgets, they were like, not very confident, they lacked a bit of vocabulary, and I was like, this would make for a good little episode. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to teach you specifically three terms that we use a lot when we're describing the status of budgets. Three things that are really useful that we talk about a lot, and it's very common vocabulary in the workplace. Now, even if you don't necessarily manage a budget, you still probably have to come into contact with a budget at some point. Maybe in a conversation, maybe in a meeting, in an exercise, maybe, I don't know, whatever. But budgets are a huge part of business. So it's important that we understand the vocabulary, and we can use some vocabulary around budgets. Now remember, with a budget, I'm talking about a financial plan for a defined period. For example, the budget for the year, the annual budget, okay, that's a very common budget period, 1 year. It could be a budget for a specific purpose, a specific project. That project budget, like, obviously. Could be a monthly budget. As I said before, it could be a personal budget, but this terminology that I'm going to teach you is terminology that we use in a professional sense. Now, just while we're here, I just want to touch on the difference between a budget and a quote. Some of my students tell me, I got a budget from a contractor to do a piece of work. Well, you didn't get a budget from them, you got a quote. A quote is where somebody tells you how much something is going to cost. It's not a financial plan. Let me give you a better example. We normally use this when we quotes when we talk about, I don't know, any kind of services. Maybe it's a contractor, maybe it's a freelancer. Let's say, for example, that I want to design a website, okay? But I don't want to do it myself because I don't know anything about websites. So I want to contract somebody. So maybe I ask a few people and I ask them to give me a quote. I say, can you give me a quote? Tell me how much it's going to cost. How much is it going to cost? That's your quote. Now, one conversation that you might have with them is you might say, well, my budget is £500, for example. That's my budget. So they know what your limits are and they come back to you with a quote. You accept the quote and you say yes, and that becomes your budget, essentially. But that contractor doesn't give you the budget, they give you the quote, just to be clear, because that's a common mistake that I've noticed with some of my students. So quote is Q-U-O-T, a quote. You can get a quote for services, you can get a quote for whatever you like. You want to get a quote from several people as well, because you want to see where you can get the best price. if that's what you're looking for. So coming back to budgets, when we want to talk about the status of a budget, okay, we've got our budget, we've got it mapped out. Let's say we're looking at an annual budget, for example. Okay, we've got all our spend mapped out, okay? We know what we're spending, etc. Now, what about when we want to say, well, how much have we actually spent in comparison to the budget? Are we spending too much? Are we not spending enough? Are we spending exactly as we ought to be spending? There's some nice terminology that we can use around that. For example, this is my first one. If you spend, or if you are spending exactly the right amount, you are on budget. Okay, we're on budget. Now, you may have some parameters, some tolerances either side of that. It might not be exactly to the penny, but you may have some parameters to say, as long as it's within 5%, it's on budget. On budget, you are spending, or you have spent what you planned to spend. Now, you could be looking at this at the end of the project when you're finished in the past tense. So you could be saying, yes, we were on budget. We delivered the project on budget. We often say, for example, to time and on budget. So we delivered the project or on time. We delivered the project on time and on budget. Perfect. Wouldn't that be an ideal world everywhere? But it's not very common. Okay, a lot of projects are often very delayed, and a lot of projects are not on budget, they are over budget. So that brings me to my second one. If something is over budget, it means, surprise, surprise, that you have spent too much money. You're over budget. Now, things can be over budget for a variety of different reasons. Maybe there was something, an unexpected cost that you didn't anticipate in your plan, in your budget, and you have to put it in. Maybe something ended up being a little bit more expensive. Maybe there was a delay in some other area, so you had to keep people employed on the project, whatever. Sorry, I'm looking at this from a project budget perspective because that's what I'm most used to, but we can apply this in any kind of circumstance. Maybe, as I said, there's something that happened throughout the year that meant you had to spend a bit more money. You are over budget. You have spent more money than you planned to. Now, as I said before, you could look at this from a past tense situation, like this has already happened, or it could be ongoing. Like at this point in time, we are over budget. We're still over budget. But if the project's finished, well, then we'll want to talk about that in the past tense and we'll say, we were over budget. The project was over budget. Now, one thing to be very careful of, I did an exercise where I had two columns. I had the budget, and then in the second column, I had actual. And my students were getting confused and they were saying, well, no, but actual means what the company is currently spent. And I said, no, actual means the actual spend, which is what they spent. It's past tense. It's not current. So be careful of that false friend. Actual is what they spent, the real spend. Okay, don't confuse that with current. Actual in Spanish is current, so that's a little bit of a false friend there. It's a very common terminology that we say, the actual spend was. What was really spent? So we've done over budget. Now let's have a look at the opposite, okay? Over budget is obviously not an ideal situation, but it's kind of reality. As I said before, maybe you have some parameters, some scope there. Maybe as long as it's only over budget by a couple of thousand, well, then you're good to go. But I mean, if you're over budget, some of these massive construction projects, they can be over budget by millions, if not billions of pounds over budget. Now, the opposite of over budget is under budget, under budget. Now, if you are under budget, you haven't spent enough. You haven't spent enough. Now, that could be good or bad. I mean, I'm sure probably a lot of finance managers will be like, fantastic. But it's not always a good thing if you haven't spent enough. Well, why didn't you spend enough? Did you cut corners somewhere? Is the quality still the same? Maybe it means that when you were doing the budget, you were a little bit too critical. Maybe you thought you were going to spend more. Maybe you weren't quite aware of how much things were going to cost. I mean, I think in most companies, they would be happy if you were under budget. But it also does raise some questions as well. Was planning the budget, was that a good idea? Is there some learning that we need to take from that going forward? Maybe something was cheaper than expected. Maybe something didn't last as long as expected. For whatever reason, that means under budget. You didn't spend as much as you planned to, or as much as you were supposed to. Because remember, a budget is saying you are authorized to spend this amount on this thing within this time period. So you didn't spend what you were supposed to. And that could probably generally be a good thing, but also it might raise some red flags as well. A red flag is a really common piece of terminology that we use in business, which is like a warning, a red flag. Like it raises a red flag, like a, well, why were we under budget? Were we not very good at doing the budget in the first place? Like, do we need to review our way of doing budgets, for example? There's many reasons why a project might be under budget. I like that one red flag. I was actually talking about that in one of my classes. I taught it to one of my groups because it's one thing we use a lot when we want to talk about, I think that's a bit of a red flag. You know, it's something's flashing. It's figurative. There's no flag. Nobody is waving a red flag, but it's like a warning. I'm like, I think that's a red flag. I think that's a bad thing. It could be a bad thing. We actually often use it when we talk about relationships as well. So when we're getting to know somebody and, okay, let me set the scene. Maybe my friend has met a new person and they're telling me about this person. And maybe they say something like, well, you know, they don't always get back to me or whatever. And I might say, that's a bit of a red flag. Because if they don't get back to you, well, then what does that mean? It's just a bit of a warning, okay? It's like, red flag. Why is that happening? Oh, I love that. I love that terminology. So there you go. A little quick, short, sharp blast to teach you some terms around budget. So remember the difference between budget and quote. A budget is a financial plan for a defined period, and a quote is the cost of a piece of work which you'll be given by a contractor, and you will request a quote. If we spend the money we're supposed to, we're on budget. If we spend too much, we're over budget. And if we don't spend enough, we are under budget. So there you go. Go out and use those terms. Feel more confident when you're talking about these things. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. If you enjoy it and you like the episodes, please subscribe and also spread the word. Tell somebody else who you think might like my content as well. Don't forget that you can follow me also on Instagram at @anna_with_2ns_english. It's the best way to catch me because I produce even more content. And you can also get in touch with me. You can send me a DM. I reply to all my messages and I see them all. So send me a comment if you want to see something on the show or you have an idea about something that you would like me to talk about. I am always open to suggestions. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back very, very soon for my next episode. Bye-bye.